We have contacted the PSNI today to ask the police what their reaction is to what happened last night when the BBC's Kevin McGee was surrounded by these paedophile hunters. And you will understand why I'm saying this. Just to stress again, these paedophile hunters were not making any accusations whatsoever, and they said this themselves, about Kevin in terms of children or anything like it. That was not involved at all. What they were unhappy with was how Mr. McGee was doing his job as a journalist. So that's what this story is about today. And how they reacted to that is that they lured Kevin McGee under false pretenses to a location. They screamed at him. They shouted at him. When he tried to walk away, they stood in front of him. When he got into a car, they stood in front of the car and someone sat in the middle of the road. Now, the context of this is very important because we were having a conversation yesterday about these so-called paedophile hunters as to, you know, the police interacting with them, the police sending out lists of what they need to do and not do to them. You know, are these people getting out of control? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Let's just remind you one more time how some of this unfolded last night.
How does it feel to be confronted by a bunch of... Don't you take your hands off me. How does it feel to be confronted? No, stop touching myself.
Excuse me.
You don't like this, Kevin, do you? Kevin, it's not good, is it? This is the closest you will get. This is the closest. You do not touch me. This is the closest you will get to any of these groups. Do you understand? You came here tonight thinking you were going to get stuff on me. You better watch your mouth. No. Do you know what you call this? Do you know what you call this? This is what you call power. No, this is what you don't like. You do not like... Get your hands off me. You do not like this, Kevin, do you? This is what you stressed me out this morning and my family f***ing home. You don't f***ing like it, do you? Get out of my sight.
This is what we call par, is what they said. Why do these people feel so powerful? Former Assistant Chief Constable Alan McQuillan has reviewed the footage. Morning, Alan.
Good morning.
What do you make of this?
I think it's exactly what we said yesterday. I'll be quite honest. If I was in the Public Prosecution Service office, I would take every file these people had sent me and put it straight in the bin, because any evidence that they produce on the basis of that behaviour last night is now completely unreliable and unusable in court.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think the behaviours that you saw last night, the attitudes that you saw, the conduct of individuals, I think that shows that the evidence that they're likely to give in court will not be accepted by any reasonable judge or jury. That's my personal view. I think that will be the PPS's view. I think last night we saw a clear evidence of some significant public order offences. This is power comment. Shows a clear intention to intimidate a journalist. And let's be clear, this was a journalist doing his job, going to this person to ask him about his activities. And the response to that is to set him up that night or the next night and ambush him with a large number of people. I understand there was another person there who was held against a wall by a number of men while the main parties went after Kevin. I think these people are thugs. They're vigilantes. They have a self-styled image of themselves.
Well, they would say that they're working, that they are, everything they're doing is within the law, Alan. And they
well,
would, they would.
Wasn't.
Well, no, that would be for a court to decide, wouldn't it?
Well, okay, and my professional judgment...
But I'll tell you what, I haven't... obviously, you're a former Assistant Chief Constable.
Yeah.
But there are questions here for the PSNI this morning. As to, you know, there is now evidence. It is there. These people broadcast this on Facebook last night. So there is evidence of what these people did. It is for the PSNI to decide how they're going to react to that. They say that they're going to send us through a statement. There's also people sitting in the middle of the road who feel so, in their words, powerful that they think they can do that. They can decide who is driving along a road now and who is not.
Yes.
So at what point do the police intervene and say, do you know what? This is not good. We're not allowing this to happen. They are the authorities.
I think that the police have been in a difficult position up to this point, because if someone comes along and hands them evidence of an offence, particularly when there's a safeguarding issue with children involved, they are duty-bound to react to that. So if people come in and hand the material, they are duty-bound to say, thank you very much, we will investigate this. So the police have behaved absolutely properly. In terms of last night, on that video footage, there appears to be evidence of offences under the public order legislation and possibly even of intimidation and possibly even of false imprisonment. Now, those matters need to be examined by the police to see if those are real offences last night. And if they are, I believe the PSNI need to act on them.
The journalist Amanda Ferguson, we have asked Mr McGee if he would like to participate in the programme today. Kevin has declined that offer. Amanda Ferguson, who's a freelance journalist. Morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is a bigger story than just Kevin McGee or indeed the BBC. So this is about how people feel they can react to a journalist doing their job.
This is it. You know, I just want to start by saying I get that people, you know, are repulsed by paedophilia, and I understand to an extent why people would take it upon themselves to try to trap them. But it's seriously dodgy territory, not least because innocent people could and have been targeted by these self-styled hunter groups in the past. Now, moving to the footage. Footage I saw was very disturbing.
And the stress for people just joining us, and you'll understand, Amanda, why I'm doing this. What Kevin McGee, the reason these people confronted Kevin and surrounded him was nothing to do with anything other than how he was undertaking his role as a journalist for the BBC.
The footage I saw was disturbing. It was very aggressive, intimidating behaviour, and, you know, they seemed like bullies. You know, you better watch yourself. I was shocked by what I saw, you know. An investigative journalist has a job to do, and that involves doorsteps. And if you don't want to talk, you say no, and a journalist moves on. So I don't really understand the reaction by the men. You know, there's a sort of irony as well that they're objecting so strongly to something that they do themselves. And I'd imagine that the NUJ will condemn this if they haven't already. And I was heartened to see Paddy Corrigan from Amnesty on Twitter last night had said any attempt to intimidate journalists during their jobs is, you know, is utterly reprehensible, and it shouldn't be a matter for the police.
What would you say to these groups as they're listening this morning?
It's difficult to know how to react to this, because this isn't something that's just happening in Northern Ireland. This is something that's happening across these islands. And it seems to be the sort of thing that will continue to happen because there's no control over it. You know, on the PSNI response, you know, giving them guidance as such, you know, I wonder, do the police take the view that these people are going to go ahead regardless? So it's best to provide some sort of guidance in the first instance. But obviously, you've heard what Alan has said regarding, you know, and the view of liability of information that they would provide. And I'm not an expert on that, so I'll defer to him on that one.
Yeah, and of course, the police were on the programme yesterday saying that they did not issue guidance, that their 30-point checklist that they sent to some of these paedophile groups was simply to establish and gather information from them.
Well, that sounds a little bit like guidance to me, but okay.
Rob in North Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Stephen, first and foremost, I think anybody in their right mind wants these paedophiles to be brought to justice and wants them to be put through proper and due process. But let me say categorically, Kevin McGee is one of the most astute journalists with the highest degree of journalistic integrity. And what he had to endure last night was nothing short of appalling. He should never have had to endure that. But, you know, let's look at what people like Jim Gamble have been saying over the years. Jim Gamble has been very outspoken in this regard. And he said that the behaviour and actions of some of these people themselves are questionable, not only in their tactics, but also in relation to their own past, etc. So, you know, I just find that it's absolutely apparent that a journalist who's out there trying to do their job, a very inherently decent journalist at that, is brought under attack like this. And I'm sure it was very frightening for Kevin. But, you know, my message to these people is, it's the PSN as well. You know, Jim Campbell has been saying for...
Well, the police have sent us through a statement. Let me say it here. It's just come into it. So this coming into is from the PSN about this Kevin McGee incident last night. Police are aware of the footage from last night's incident. It will now be reviewed to establish whether any offences have been committed. Here's Catherine next. Morning, Catherine.
Hiya.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, basically, I watched all the live footage last night, obviously. And I don't see where they went wrong in the slightest. If that was me with my child, and it was my husband that was maybe, you know, hunting predators or whatever, and a reporter came to my house with men in balaclavas, I think my husband would have the total right to do what they did.
I have no information about men attending anyone's house in balaclavas. What I do know, Catherine, is that the BBC rules about approaching someone's home are quite robust. And that for that to happen, Mr. McGee would have had to have had editorial approval from the BBC to do so. So in other words, there are checklists and balances within the BBC before a reporter approaches someone's house in that way. And yet what then happened was a group of men lure Kevin under false pretenses, surround him. When he walks away, they stand in front of him. They're within a hair's breadth from him. They're in his face. He's simply wanting to leave. He gets into a car. They're screaming through the window. They're sitting in front of the car on the road. Does that sound like a civilised society to you?
Well, you know, if it was me that it had been done to, because those guys, they are nice men. They're just trying to do a very good thing.
Were they nice men last night?
Well, you know,
why would they sit in the middle of the road? Why would they do that?
To get the point across.
Right.
And I think that's fair because I personally have been victim to some of the predators
But that's a different story, isn't it?
Well, no, because I agree with what they're doing and I think they are brilliant people. I really genuinely do. I think they're doing a brilliant, brilliant job and I think you should speak to the victims more and see what their opinions are on it. And I agree with what they did last night because I think that man going to anybody's house like that is...
By the way, we're learning there were no men in balaclavas whatsoever. So,
well, I still think it's disgusting that they would go to their house.
Alan McQuillan?
Well, you see the problem that you have. I think the police statement's all we can say at the moment because I suspect the review of that video won't take very long before they begin to identify a number of issues that they need to investigate. I think that the fundamental issue is, do we want the rule of law here? Do we want lynch mobs? That was a lynch mob last night. Some of them were anyway. And the behaviours were appalling of some of them. And some of the others who were there last night who were brought along are now starting to reflect on this and think, is this really what I want to be doing with my life?
You said earlier, Alan, that someone was pinned against a wall. Are you sure of that information?
Well, my understanding is that there was someone with Kevin who was held back and pushed back. So, I mean, that can be clarified, but that was my understanding.
Well, we will try to clarify that now.
The issue is very clear. We have the rule of law. The BBC have done a fantastic job here in the past in exposing things that have gone on in this society on all sides. My understanding is Kevin McGee himself was involved last year in investigating and exposing a paedophile. So he actually has one more detection than this whole group have. So you have to suggest that... these groups are adding a huge amount to our society. They're not. They've supposedly brought forward over 77 cases, not one of which yet has resulted in the prosecution. some of which are still with the PPS. And I think what we saw last night has probably undermined the quality of the evidence in some of those cases.
Peter next. Morning, Peter.
Well, I just find it strange that a wee lad's reaction about I couldn't sleep in the house or whatever it was in my family, because in his word, he's doing right. And all Kevin Bing done was hunt the hunters. You know what I mean? And I just don't understand why. Is it because they're seeing their faces now? They're scared of maybe, and I'm saying it's right or wrong. They are known in their areas for other reasons than being a
family. Well, we don't know that. We don't know that.
Well, it's the same. And they're not...
For other reasons, sorry, what did you say?
Other reasons, you know, maybe they're maybe connected to people. And
well, we don't know that. We don't know any of that whatsoever. But I need to stick to the facts this morning, and I think you were going to say other reasons other than being a paedophile hunter is what you were about to say. Have you seen the footage, Peter?
You only need to hear it. The guy was intimidating. It's not right. And I'll tell you, well, it scares a lot of people that maybe not as keen on him now because of what they've seen. I'll say, Stephen, you have to understand. I don't know why you've seen the story of the two friends that they made up and people like that came to, not from Northern Ireland, I was, and they thought it was a, somebody actually thought it was a prank. They let on their friend wanted to meet a child and they came. You know what I mean? It's all wrong. It's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. You know what I mean?
I think that we are at a stage where it's going to be interesting to see, Alan and Amanda,
yep,
how the police position themselves, given what happened last night. Because clearly there is now a challenge to who should be doing this type of investigative work. When you say it out loud, it sounds farcical, doesn't it? But is it for the lawful, legal, trained, experienced professional authorities to be investigating these type of cases, or is it for the group of people who we heard last night to be doing that type of investigation?
Indeed, Stephen, what I was just reflecting on there, you know, your female caller seemed to be indicating that she was perhaps an abuse victim in the past.
No, absolutely not. I don't think she did, and I do not, for legal reasons, Amanda, I want to go down that route at all, and I don't think that she did articulate that any way.
My misunderstanding then, I retract that. What I'm saying is I understand this is a very emotive topic, but with regard to the police, you know, are we getting to the stage where we're saying that information that's provided by these groups is unreliable and unusable? You know, why are these groups taking it upon themselves to do this? You know, what resources does the police have? You know, do the police have enough resources on this? Because it's a huge issue.
Glenn in Portadown. Morning, Glenn.
Hiya, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Glenn.
No, I just wanted to say I would support the paedophile hunters, what they're doing. I think they're doing a good job. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that actually had basically did a sting and poured down itself. And, you know, yes, I do think there's maybe room for improvement to a certain degree, but they seem to be getting the job done a lot faster than the PSNA are doing. I mean, you know, all you hear in the news half the time in the paper, a few papers about motors and such, but you never hear the other aspect of things is, you know, are they catching these people and what are they doing with them? So to me, as a father, I think it's something that PSNA certainly need to address in terms of, you know, these guys seem to get the job done a lot quicker and faster.
Alan?
Well, I mean, the point is the police are doing it lawfully. They're following the processes that the law requires, and they're doing due process to protect the rights of individuals and the victims. So every case that they can find, they'll deal with. And not just the PSNI, but the National Crime Agency have the national lead in this. And we've gone back over time and time again in the past that the National Crime Agency recently advertised in Northern Ireland for individuals to volunteer to work in support of them, particularly on cybercrime issues. So, you know, there are ways that people can help deal with this legitimately through the lawful system. And I would encourage anybody to do that through the lawful system. But what we see in this is not through a lawful system. And I think it is a very bad thing for our society to have these groups wandering about. We've got to go back again.
77 cases they claim to have reported.
Well, the police have told us actually over 100 cases, and only a few even get as close to the Public Prosecution Service.
Only four gone to the Public Prosecution Service. What does that tell you about the quality of evidence that these people are producing? I know cases that they have done where they've labelled people as paedophiles. In one case, it was a young man who was set up by his mates and told that a girl wanted to meet him. It is my understanding that in another case, they actually used a live 14-year-old as bait in a sting.
Not the group we're talking about, obviously.
No,
this
no,
is.
No, I'm just saying that. But this the culture of some of these groups. These groups keep splitting up as well. You have one group and then it splits into two because of internal disputes between them. Because they all want to be on Facebook, they all want to be in these videos online.
Alan, thank you. We will contact also the NUJ this morning and ask them if they have any reaction to one of their members being surrounded and treated in this way.